Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I'll be your GM. Over to my right, we have
Peter playing Meta.
You're not on my right.
Curtis playing Ronin.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown.
Neither are
I
you.
Know there's treasure.
Will playing Nath Bendikar, the human monk.
Neil playing Jarwin Triot, the human flame dancer bard.
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire,
you
knife master rogue.
Fuckers.
How'd I get on this side?
You fuckers. That's why you said, shut the door, don't let him hear. You're so devious.
Yep.
I can't hardly stand it.
It's a good thing you're sitting.
It is.
So by the time this comes out, I should be a couple months into the new second edition campaign I'll be playing in one of the home games that Nick...
Hey, we still have your cup at my house.
We're going to be playing Extinction Curse.
Ooh.
And we're supposed to think up tricks for our characters, like their performance. And I have thought of one that I'm very proud of. Slam dunk contest.
Ooh.
I'm thinking about playing a ratfolk druid who does slam dunk contest.
Are you going to have good acrobatics or athletics or whichever one it is?
I have no idea how the mechanics of this work. I don't know if it'll be a separate skill that you put ranks into or not. But if it's something that I got to put like athletics into, probably I'll just let it sink and just be really bad at it. But like I got theme music and all these other fun ideas.
You could have like the little round trampoline thing that you jump on to get up high enough to slam dunk.
Oh, I'd want those anyway. Yeah. So I could like be jumping over flaming pits.
You know what you really need is those, you know, those launch pads they had in American Gladiators?
Yes.
Yeah, those things.
Ooh, gust of wind encapsulized.
Straight up.
And with the gust of wind, anytime someone's about to do better than you, you can just gust of wind them away?
Oh, no, it's... When I say slam dunk contest, I mean I'm only competing against myself.
Oh, okay.
What race are
it's
you?
It's not much of a competition. I'm just going to...
We haven't made the characters yet, but I'm deciding on either a really stuffy elf or a rat folk.
So a normal elf.
So if you do a rat folk, you could like slam dunk yourself. Like go through the hoop.
I considered that. I did.
That would be awesome.
But I really want like that really like over the top, like pass it to yourself off the backboard, you know, dribbling between the legs, windmills, like all that crap.
Right.
And just have like hire some bard to come in, just be like, so come on and slam and welcome to the jam. Doing space jam, space.
You should get a ladder so you can just walk up the ladder to the hoop.
It's my day off.
I'm so hungover.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Ta-da. That'll be 5 gold.
Are you not entertained?
So yeah, cool contest.
Cool concept, bro.
Thanks.
Yeah. Anybody else got anything?
No. By the time this comes out, we'll probably have jumped back into Kingmaker. I'm excited for that.
Oh. I keep waiting on my 2E Kickstarter to come through for Kingmaker. They redid the whole thing. I've been waiting for forever, it seems like.
What?
Yeah, they did. Paizo did a Kickstarter here over a year ago. They're updating all of it to second edition Pathfinder.
Huh.
The whole thing, and they're going to include content from the computer game, too.
Wow.
It was originally awesome. To publish it out for 5th edition, and then one of their stretch goals was then revamping it for Pathfinder 2nd. Yeah, no, I'm serious. 5th edition. D&D.
They just did the bestiary for 5th edition.
Okay. And then they made it for 2nd, the same that they did for Rise of the Rune Lords and Curse of the Crimson Throne, where they put the whole thing into one book.
One big book.
I was going to back it until I found out it wasn't in 1st edition, and I'm like, well...
Fuck that.
I'm running it in 1st edition, so...
I've got all the originals in 1st edition.
I kind of do. I printed them all out at my old job. Thanks for the ink, guys.
Yeah. I used to print out all of Jason's scenarios for Farmageddon and Winter War from my job. Used to.
Well, it's okay at my job as long as I bring my own paper.
Hey.
Oh, shit. That's super
easy,
great.
Easy, exactly. Baby.
Yeah. Paper's way cheaper than ink.
Yeah.
Pound for pound, like, or ounce for per dollar, black ink is one of the most expensive things on Earth. It's more expensive than gasoline.
Yeah, they have a laser printer, and it's color, and it's really nice when it works. If not, I just use a regular laser printer.
When it works.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people use it, and nobody really knows how to take care of it, and the computer guys are like, fuck you guys, I'm not fixing that right now.
Just like everywhere else.
Stupid IT
guys.
Sounds
about right.
Yep.
Did you try turning it off and back on?
Yeah. Turn it off and turn it back on.
But did it work?
No. No, it didn't. Speaking of which, Will should like this at least. Earlier this week, I got a phone call from work. Hey, the radios aren't working. Okay. Shut it off. Now what?
Turn it back on.
Now, do a radio test. Did they hear you? Uh-huh. Good. You're welcome. That'll be an hour's worth of pay.
Fucking right.
You should have just been like, shut it off. When they said, okay, now what? Good night.
Leave it.
Call me tomorrow. Oh, shit.
They would have turned it back on.
Eventually.
Maybe.
But see, if I'm on the phone for 15 minutes, then they have to pay me.
Oh, so it was turn it off. Okay, now what? Wait, let's see.
About 14 and a half minutes.
hold on, I got another call.
There you go.
Let me put you on hold.
13 minutes on the toilet.
Sometimes I'll turn my radio off at work, you know, like especially like when we're transferring equipment, because that
when
way
you
don't
accidentally doing something
set,
shady?
Off, set off the body alarm, you know. And then you put it in your back in your radio holster and clip it down, then you forget to turn it back on. So like 2 hours later, they call me on the phone. Go ahead.
Turn your radio on. We've been trying to call you for an hour.
Well, why didn't you just call my phone?
We just did. Turn it on. Okay.
What'd you need? Nothing. We just couldn't get you on the radio.
Oh. We're freaking out.
Well, to be fair with what he does, it's same
you
as
waited an hour?
I probably wouldn't wait an hour.
Fox, you waited an hour? I've been there 16 years. They don't care.
You're on your way out, huh?
Yeah.
We got a chef supervisor that's diabetic, and he has been having issues.
You say a chef supervisor?
Shift.
Oh, okay. I was like, man, if he's a chef supervisor, that's bad.
About 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, his blood sugar has been bottoming out. So a couple weeks back, he didn't show up for work on time, which is normal. So we called him. No answer. Called his wife. No answer. Shit. Medic 19, I need you to come in service.
Oh, shit.
He was fine. He was just asleep on the couch with his breakfast in one hand and his phone in the other and half-dressed for work.
Mistress on his balls. Oh, that was my imagining. Sorry.
Do you often have fantasies about breakfast in one hand and a mistress on your balls?
Yes.
Just obsessed with eggs in a couple ways.
Tell me more.
What he's failing to mention is the neighbor's dog's name is Mistress.
Are you eating a Danish or is the mistress Danish?
No. Violence is an expression of sexual frustration.
The Danish is eating me.
Oh.
I mean, if that's your thing, man.
So
like
creepy.
Just one or all of them?
Both.
I love it.
You get three people to toss
me.
Your salad?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Whoa.
What?
I know, right? Oh, you like salad.
What do you call it, Kurt?
Rabbit food.
Rabbit food. The stuff I eat eats the salad.
My food poops on your food.
Sun Love Beach.
I'm going to put your bells in a sling. You're farting in ice holes.
It's an 88 Magnum. It shoots through schools.
Shout out to Michael Keaton. If you ever want a game with us, give us a holler. Yeah.
You can sit on my lap.
What's your character's name, Michael? Danish.
Batman.
I'm Batman.
I can see you guys are in rare form. Here's my question. Are you raring to go?
Raring.
Okay.
Meh.
This time, unlike last time, I think we might want to recap. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about those. Yeah. Should have done those the last two times. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, hold on a sec. We're going to do a quick break here so I can edit this into the other episodes. Recap for the last episode. Shit happened.
Don't forget the one before that.
No, I'm going to use the same thing twice.
Okay.
We did a little bit of recap.
On the one before that. On I mean, a little one. Bit. You know.
I mean, about
a refresh.
Yeah. Yeah. So
let's see. Recap on this. Meta was amazing. Yep. And everyone else just kind of poddled along and said, hey, look at Meta. Isn't that about how it went?
No, I remember Meta basically being a lost puppy dog.
For some reason, Nath was a Commodore for a little while.
Yeah, she hates to
about
see Tam
64
leave.
64 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah, like, but Ronan was dancing on
the
ceiling.
What the fuck was going on?
Artemis managed to confuse himself while throwing a flask.
Yep. It was fabulous.
That was...
It was priceless.
I really want to know how that works.
Yeah, I do too. Maybe you just watched it too long, and it just came back way
wait,
too
wait.
Close.
What kind of acid was it?
That could be. There got a little is. Bit spilled on you, and...
It's in my eye!
Oh, wow.
Tam got stabbed from a distance.
Yep.
If that's only, an interesting way to describe that.
If only she had an ability to negate that.
Right.
Like if she was really lucky or something.
Right.
Defiant, like, even.
Yeah. Defiantly lucky.
That would have really come in handy.
And I don't know if Jarwin hit his head, but he had a horrible stutter, too.
Yeah.
And kept weird dick puns and jokes.
No, that was pretty normal for
him. that was
I mean, the weirdest thing was that he didn't say cloaca 17 times.
That was true.
We'll have to edit that in. Hold on, Jason. Everybody wait a second. Cloaca.
There you go.
No. Say it with a stutter.
Cloaca.
That's better.
So... If you guys are close enough to ready, I'll describe the battlefield.
They're all going to hate
me. If that's okay. Yeah, these guys are currently in the a temple, whether they know it or not. It's the Aslanti Temple. Basically, we have a phallic-shaped room with a big bulbous head. And above that, there is a bridge 25 feet above.
20 feet.
Where they
two
are
0.
Currently in combat with a pair of
serpent folk.
Yeah, I was going to get it exactly right.
Degenerate
serpent folk skeletons. Yes, thank you.
Prone to graffiti.
Yes, prone to graffiti, and throwing javelins down at them.
Pricks.
Uh huh. And okay, so. Beyond them, Nath is at the doors, which were directly in front of him, and always have been. Tam is currently under what we call lefty?
Nope.
No, righty.
Righty.
You're right. I'm sorry, the board spins. You know that. Let's see here.
Artemis is next to her.
Yes, Artemis is...
Go back.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. He's come out 10 foot so he could see to throw.
Right.
Okay.
And somehow he missed and confused himself.
Yeah, fabulous. Beyond that, we have Jarwin, which is about 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 feet behind Tam. Likewise, roughly 25 feet behind, and then over one square behind Artie is Meta. And, of course...
Ronan.
Ronan is on the ceiling.
Looking for trees.
Behind Meta.
Dancing from foot to foot.
Dancing on the ceiling. Yes.
Dancing in the torchlight.
That would take us to the top of round two. And it would be my turn. So.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
I know you don't think so, but I actually won initiative this time.
You had a turn last time.
Yeah, and I'm going to have another. Jarwin, coming after you, sir.
Cool, I have a pillar in front of me, so...
No.
Yeah, I see it right there.
No.
Yeah, I see it right there. Look at it.
No.
Right, look at that. Move pillar. On.
Not even. that's going to miss. And now Lefty is going to go after Jarwin 2. Because Meta actually does have cover.
There's not a second Jarwin. There's just...
Yeah, there is. Didn't you hear? There was a sequel. It was really good, actually.
That's impossible.
One of the few times the sequel is better than the original.
That can't happen.
The very few times.
Yeah, Tiff and I were actually discussing that, trying to figure out, you know, movies where the sequel was actually better than the original. About the only thing we came up with was Die Hard.
Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
We pretty much all just boiled it down to movies that we didn't even realize. The original one is so old you don't even realize it's a sequel.
That does happen, yeah. Hey, Jarwin, 22 to hit you?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, that would 6 points!
That would hit everybody in this group, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe not Nath.
It would hit Nath at this point, yeah.
It wouldn't hit Tam. Because she's under the bridge.
I'm sorry. Sorry. It's my bad. 11 altogether.
11 what?
Points of damage.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. I do got to remember to check the stat block every once in a while. It does help.
Those guys are fucking strong as shit.
Huh? That's going to smarts. That would conclude my turn. So that would give it to Ronan, I think. My dry erase isn't holding up very well. It looks like Ronan.
All right, and I made a knowledge check on these chaps.
Yes, you did.
I believe you did last session, and I think you got 3 questions. I think you got them answered, and you know everything you're going to know, mister.
DR is overcome by bludgeoning, fortitude is the worst save, and they're 5
immune
hit die.
Immune to cold.
Immune to cold, and standard undead traits, and they're 5 hit die.
And how far?
How many hit die?
5.
Okay.
How far up are they?
20 feet.
Don't listen to him.
You're 30 feet.
Still 20 feet. Well, he's actually 60 feet.
Yeah, he's 60 feet.
60 feet up.
Well, he's 60 feet up now, yes, because he wasn't originally.
The ceiling teleported.
It's always been 60 feet. What are you talking about?
No, he would just only like be 30 feet up because he came from the hallway into there as a 5-foot step. So.
Yeah. Well, that
was on the wall.
I'll give you that, yeah.
Yeah, he never moved any further up.
Right.
Not that I really know a lot about Kurt's turns, but
okay. So just to be clear, they are 25 feet up and the ceiling is 30 feet up. So they're squatting.
No.
They are 20 feet up. The ceiling is 60 feet. You are 30 feet up on the wall.
Okay, so that ceiling's way the fuck up there.
Even if the ceiling was 30 feet high, they wouldn't be squatting.
If they were 25 feet,
they
would be.
They're 20 feet.
Yeah, they're 20 feet.
20 feet.
All right. So,
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna
1 + 2 + 1 + 1.
I'm going to put away. 6. I'm going to, as I move, stow my bow.
Stow the bow.
Yes.
Is that a standard action?
Not if he's doing it as he moves.
Wait a minute. We just established you aren't on the ceiling, didn't we?
Yes,
you sure did.
Yes, you're on the wall. 5 the feet above ceiling. The ledge.
Maybe he's gliding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a possibility, I guess.
Okay, so these go all the way up?
Those are alcoves, and I guess so. Yeah, let's go with that. So those would be 60 feet tall alcoves.
Okay.
And so if you were going to hug the wall, it'd be 5, 10, 15, 20, 40, 45 move to get to where you wanted to go.
Okay.
And you stowed your bow. So is that a double move for you?
Yeah, double move. I'll stay there.
Okay. But if stowing the bow is a standard.
It's not a standard.
Okay. Just checking.
It's a move action by itself, or you can do it while you're moving if you have BAB at least 20.
Okay.
20?
Yes.
So your double move is 40, not 45.
So you'd be 1 square back.
I'm imagining Ronan moving along the walls like the mummies from the second mummy movie.
All right. Sounds like that is your turn. That would bring us to Tam.
Are there any supports on this bridge?
Underneath? Yes, the pillars that you can see that are unfilled circles on our map here. And they continue up, but there are buttresses beneath to support the bridge.
Oh, we like buttresses.
I like big buttresses.
And I cannot lie.
Describe to me the pillars, if you would.
They are round. They are not fluted. They are stone.
Are they Are they in any way seemingly climbable?
They are, I'm going to say 5 feet. Yeah, no, not even five. It would have to be like 3 feet. 2.5 feet. Let's go 2.5 feet all the way in diameter. Yeah, in diameter. And I suppose you could. You could do like the lumberjack thing where you sling a rope around it.
How about I sling two hands? A sling?
Let's yeah, go. You could do that. And then... Frump, frump, frump.
You say lumberjack, I say Mulan.
Okay, whatever.
I'm going to...
Let's get down to business.
Yes, to defeat the degenerate skeletons.
Okay.
Tam's going to try and climb the... Yeah, she's going to use that sling that she happens has never actually used as a sling. Whip it around there, grab it with the other
hand. Why start now, yeah. Right?
And start to try and work her way up there. That's a 18 climb check.
All right, yeah, that's good. So, like I said, 25 feet.
Well,
is that quarter speed? Is
yeah,
it not?
So that gets me up only 5 feet. And, well, what's the DC? Can I know?
If I knew, I would tell you.
Okay, well, so that's one move action.
Let's go with like a 15. How about that?
Okay.
Because you got the sling, right?
Yeah, no, that's fair. I'm just saying that's what the main reason I'm asking is because you can increase the DC to move faster.
Oh, I see.
But I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
So that's one move action. I'm going to try and move another 5 feet up.
Okay.
And I fail, but not by enough to fall. So
you remain where you were?
Yes. I double move 5 feet.
Awesome. That sounds like a total Brit move if you ever played with me, but yeah.
Yep. Here I go. Nope.
That would bring us to Artemis.
Well, I'm not really sure what's going on because I threw something and I'm confused. So
refresh my memory. What'd you throw? Oh yeah, the acid flask.
But I'm able to shake that off with a roll of a 2, and I act normally. So I see Tam shinning up the pole, and I'm like,
not really.
Oh, we're doing this.
And I'm like, oh, we're going up there. And then I look forward and I see Nath at the doors. I'm like, oh, that might be a way up there. So I run forward.
Because it's less work. That's
yes,
totally in
exactly.
Your nature.
I will stride to the doors and I will open one of the doors for Nath. And very nicely, I will make a after you gesture.
All right.
And that is my turn.
So you move 30 foot up and you open the door for Nath. Makes sense.
I made a after you gesture.
Yeah, that's kind of a free action, I would think. Which door did you open? I just want to know. The left one or the right one?
The trap one.
Do they open
in? No, that's later.
In or out?
They open in.
Well, then I would have opened the door in front of Nath, of course.
Why not? In, out, 50-50, fuck it.
Doors on Pathfinder open both ways by default, unless you say otherwise.
Okay. I said in.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
That's a strange rule.
There's no facing either.
They slide down into the floor.
It's one of those rules they made up.
Side, like,
start
like,
you know, the everybody doors. Always asks, they open like which way do they open? And it's just like they open both. They go both ways. Whatever. Just stop fucking asking.
Everybody spent a lot of money on the hinges that they put on their doors. Shut up.
Ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding.
Well, if you've been around me enough times to know how many times I've taken doors off hinges and used them for
just
shit.
Just last night.
It does matter.
It's like a saloon. They just swing back and forth.
Patink, patink, patink. Yep. It does happen.
That's the sound all doors make, too. Patink, patink, patink. Patink, patink.
That's in the rules.
Yep.
Unless it's in Starfire, and then they go, shh.
That's, yeah, totally different system, though. So that was your turn?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And Nath now has an open door in front of him.
Yeah, this is getting really gritty on my board here. Gosh, this doesn't hold up well. So Nath, it is your turn.
Quit touching it.
I'm not even touching it. I'm not!
Stop playing with that. You'll go blind.
Nath says, thanks, and steps through the door. Does anything terrible happen to his face?
or other body parts?
5 foot in? Not yet, no.
His face is fine. The rest of him, though.
I am making a full move. I just want to know if anything terrible happens when I walk through the door.
And what he sees.
No, not through the door. Not yet. Did I describe the door for you? I forget.
You described the door, but not what's inside.
And not in the correct location.
But it's been 2 weeks for our listeners.
So
it was a bronze alloy.
Strange alloy of bronze that bears eerie runners of red. So it looks like it's bleeding, is the idea. Yeah. I'm not really sure what figure or image it would depict, but it just looks like it's fucking bleeding.
Since,
I'm just leaving it open.
Insert image here.
Right?
Would you like to describe this hallway before I start flying down it at high speeds?
Which way you go?
I have rolled. Since I can see the board, I'm going to the right. My right being...
Wait, you haven't been able to see the board now?
Hmm.
Up until now, you haven't been able to see the door?
The board. Oh, like, I as a player can see the board, so I rolled the feet to see which direction he would go.
Yeah. You said right?
To my right as Nath being over the...
Wait, direction. My right or your right?
My right.
Okay.
As Nath.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
So Britt's right.
My right, yeah. What you see...
Just trying to complicate
I'll
things,
I'll be
Jason.
Generous, and I will give it to you both ways. To your right. Ooh. Yeah.
That
I'm
is
that
very
kind of
generous.
Yeah.
In and out.
I am. 5 foot in.
Wow.
You see stairs.
No wonder it's bleeding.
That's deep.
Pothole.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say it. 5 foot in to the right, you see stairs that lead up. And then also to your left, 5 foot in, you see stairs that go up.
They go up, Nath.
Gotcha.
Up.
So I, Nath, am going to continue my movement here.
So the stairs, do they go up or down?
They go up, Ray.
Go get them, Ray.
So don't you dare try to use them to go down.
So what happens if you're at the top and, okay. and you want to go down?
And
you
Nath died. Has gone up the stairs. Another 5, 10, 15.
Moving 60 feet.
Hey, Britt, you're leaking beer on your GM tracker.
That's why it's always
working well.
See what happens when you try to pour slow. Just saying.
For those of you at home that can't see what we're seeing, Britt has like a large, tall mug of beer, a pint mug, and about, three quarters of it is foam.
Yeah.
A lot of head in that mug.
It's just too much head.
No such thing.
At least it's less than 5 feet.
Wow. Yeah, Will about got me on that one. That was almost a spit take all over Brett.
Wow, I'm glad I wasn't drinking then. Good job, Will.
Pays me back for the last time.
Every once in a while, Will gets a good zinger in there.
Yeah, you just got to pay attention.
Yeah, too poor to pay attention.
But that'll be the end of Nath's
story. Okay, so Will has gone up the stairs. He has turned right, and hey, he's on more stairs. So he's continuing to ascend. That's your turn?
That is.
Damn it. All right. I think if I can dab this off, it's makes it Meta's turn.
Or one of those characters.
I don't know.
Meta moves forward 20 feet, begins to ascend by levitate.
Why are you guys going all that way? It's so much faster to do it this way. Sim, sim, salabim.
Yeah, just get up there and tank for us, Meta.
Yeah, that's the idea. defensively, she will float upwards.
Is there something in combat that describes that? I don't think so, but...
Floating defensively?
Yeah! She's taking her shield and covering the titties and got a hand down.
If there's any system that would have a rule for that, it'd be Pathfinder
it
1,
would be,
that's
would.
For sure.
Absolutely.
So she can float upwards 30 feet.
Okay. So you're like 5 feet above them?
10.
All right.
And that's a move and a standard. Meta's done for this round.
And you did say this defensively, right?
I did say that. Okay.
Just making sure.
Probably doesn't mean anything, but he said it.
Who the fuck's left? I can't read this anymore.
Jarwin.
Jarwin.
Tam.
Are you last, really?
Yep.
Tam, hurry up.
Jarwin's going to double move following Nath and telling everybody that I think there's stairs back here to get up there, guys.
His damn's that way up the pole.
No, Tam's 5 feet. Tam's like...
As Tam grasps the bottom of the pole.
Yeah. She's made it nowhere. Tam is very smart, but has the wisdom of a small child. She didn't think, oh, maybe there's stairs.
I think Meta should get a rope out so that Tam can climb up.
It'd be faster.
Then Jarwin's...
Oh, shit.
Jarwin's lingering performance will continue for four rounds, and that will be it.
Tam's like, if only we'd got that rope of climbing from the ship.
Right. That's probably why this is here.
Wow.
Hey, shout out to all the fellow GMs and all the GMs at the table. Do you ever have the combat that you just never think it's going to go this way? Yeah, this is the one of those
every time.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean, hell, last night, three Chaos Beasts. This will be great. Two of them are confused and fighting each other.
That was awesome. Totally awesome.
Then the other one went poof.
Yeah.
So fabulous.
Or that basilisk. Hey.
Basilisk went poof.
You got rid of the ledge you was standing on.
I know.
Hey, I was totally happy with that because I could not do my jam, which was precision damage.
You mean die?
Fuck you, Pete.
For the record, everyone, Britt has just finished pouring that beer.
It took this swallowing, yeah.
But he's only got a quarter of a head that he had before.
Probably want to see a doctor.
Maybe. All right. Top of round three.
The best round.
Yeah. It's my turn. Oh, there's a meta right there.
About 10 foot up.
Yeah, remember, she's floating defensively.
Yeah, thank God for that. Oh, there's a frog right there. I don't even think I can see Tam.
Nope, she's under the bridge.
Downtown.
Behind the pole.
All right, and meta is the most available, I believe.
She's taken by Apsu.
Yeah, whatever, pal.
Biggest target.
The church is her bread.
Who? What does Apsu stand for? I forget.
That's the name of a god?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, what's their jam? You know?
What do they stand for metaphorically?
Yes.
Oh, they stand for the equality of all good dragons, and he's the god of the good dragons. Their exact opposite is
silver, gold, all the above?
Platinum.
So,
all right. That's
copper,
cool.
Copper also.
Well, I thought he was asking what Apsu was.
Oh. It.
But the good metallic dragons is what he's the god of.
Okay. Cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll miss.
Yeah, fuck you, dude.
Do you need a card?
No, okay. Sadly. 24?
Yeah, that'll miss. I'm floating defensively.
Yeah.
It's a plus 16.
That is 9 damage, sir. Ma'am.
9 damage.
Sir or madam? I don't know. That was from Lefty because he's the only one that's been hit, and I think you hit him last. I don't know.
Technically, she hit him, but didn't do any damage.
Yeah, see?
It was an attention getter.
Righty's going after Frog.
Third attention getter.
As in Ronin. That is, I forget what they're fucking... I just did this. You would think I would remember. How about an 18 to hit Ronin?
That'll hit.
Sweet. That would be 8 points of damage. That's piercing, in case it matters.
You finally got some proficient bad guys for a change. This is nice.
It does take time to, graduate, build up.
DR helps.
I'm going to go like this. Move 5 feet to the left, and that will conclude my turn. And so that would make it Ronan's turn.
All right, I'm going to draw out my net, and I am going to throw it on the one directly in front of me.
That would be the one we call Lefty.
So a touch attack would be a 14 touch.
A 14 touch will be successful.
All right.
Anybody else familiar with the net rules?
It's entangled.
I've got it right here. He is entangled.
We're getting the card for you, so don't read all that shit.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thanks, Will. You're the best card guider guy.
Don't mention it.
I won't. Wait, I think I just did.
Pathfinder condition cards. Get them from Paizo. Paizo Incorporated.
Maybe. They're out of stock all the fucking time.
All the time.
But you can download the PDFs, and it's just as good.
So currently, Lefty is ensnared. I move at half speed unless the bonds are anchored, in which case I cannot move. Fortunately, with That is not the case. I cannot run or charge.
I'm still holding the other end of the net.
Oh, you have a rope action going?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's opposed strength checks to move outside the range of the net.
Okay, so if I wanted to back up, I would have to oppose strength check.
Yes.
Okay.
With the frog, honestly.
But to move closer, you're fine.
Okay. Got a minus two penalty on attack rolls and a minus four on dex penalty. And I have got to make a concentration check if I'm going to cast. But I'm not going to cast. So there. All right. Well, anything else?
Should have told us that.
Going to cast a javelin.
Well, you knew I could do that.
Negative four, Jack.
Going to cast throw
down. Anything else from Ronan?
I think that's all I can do.
No move action?
Taking the net was a move.
Well, all right. Yeah, I think you're correct, sir. And thank you for being honest. Tam, what do you want to do?
Tam wants to fly. Barring that, she's going to drop down off this pillar and say, fuck! And she sees Meta's already up there, and she's like, there's no way in hell I'm getting up there that quick. But heard the shout of stairs, so she just drops and runs.
I want to see the gif, or the, no, meme would be more accurate, of Captain Picard sitting in front of a sewing machine saying, make it so!
So, as she goes, she puts away her sling.
Okay.
And then on her second move action, she draws out her sword.
Okay.
And she's standing in a line between Nath and Jarwin.
Uh-huh. Up the stairs.
Yep.
The first set.
She's going to see the show tonight. She's got a light on. It's a heavy glow.
And I would like to point out that they are doing very well at social distancing.
Yes. They are!
And as she goes, she goes,
10 feet in front of them, between them.
She's like, Meta, by the way, I'll be there.
Anything else?
No, I think that's as much of the song as I can make for you.
Hey, good job. Artemis.
All right, well, Artemis sees Nath dash past him, and he goes, wait up, I'm coming! And he's going to do a double move. Let's see how far that takes him.
I imagine all the way that he into of his movement.
Does anyone else have light?
Jarwin and Tam.
Yeah, they do.
But the two people that are in that chamber have dark vision.
Oh, okay.
Meta does, and Ronan does, right?
And Artemis runs up the stairs and ends up directly behind Nath.
Yeah. And
that is a double move on my turn.
Almost ran into the bastard.
Corn dog.
What?
Corn dog.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means, but it sounded funny.
It's when you knee somebody in the butthole.
Oh, you know? Yeah, yeah. When I was in grade school, we used to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know I had a name, though. We just did
That's what we called it in grade school.
Okay. All right.
I don't know why, but we did.
Cornhole, corn dog. Yeah, I don't know. That was Artemis. Goddamn, Pete, what does that say? Is that Nath?
You know, you can't just rewrite that.
I have been. It's just disintegrating.
Yeah, sure, Nath, it's your turn.
I think it's Nath's turn.
I would like to point out that it is blue writing on blue background.
Oh, sorry, Pete. Yeah, I forgot.
Son of a bitch. For moving.
I believe it says Meta goes three times.
I don't think so. And not especially not defensively.
Not that Meta would really achieve anything in three rounds per three turns per round, but you know.
Insert dick joke here.
Floats up, floats down.
Floats up again.
Floats down.
All done defensively.
Nath makes it to the top of the stairs that he was on.
He turns a right.
Takes a hard right, pushes through the door.
Oh, that's not how that works.
Yeah, it's a move action to open the doors.
Well, you could bull rush through it.
He could.
I could have, probably.
Bull rush through it, do it.
I don't think I can because I'm not going in a straight line.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you can.
No, he means he has to move up and turn. So
no, from the start of your turn, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I assumed the doors was open.
Because
we had heard about doors on the sides of the ropes.
No, these are closed. They're not locked, but they're closed.
That's Starfinder where they just go, shh.
Hey, and you know what? These doors also appear to be bleeding. They're just scary looking motherfuckers.
Will they bleed more if I hit them?
Your hands might.
Try it and find out, yeah.
No, but since I can't bull rush through them, then yes, I will go ahead and open them.
On this turn, or are you going to wait till the next turn?
Yeah, I'll open them this turn.
Okay. Before you see two skeleton, what do we call them again?
Serpent folk.
They're degenerate. Serpent folk. Skeletons. Yes, I had to get all the three words in the right order, and I couldn't do it at this point. So thanks for your help, boys. Yeah, that's what you see.
Nath will wave to Meta
Uh-huh.
And then take crane stance.
What kind of action economy is on the crane stance?
Swift.
Okay, sweet.
Free action to wave.
Nice.
Free action to talk. Hi.
Nice. So that's all kosher?
Yeah. Okay. Can I open doors defensively? Probably not, huh?
I don't know. Jason always tries to do everything defensively with certain characters.
You can open doors defensively as well as I can float defensively.
Yeah. No, see, the trick is you claim...
You just have to declare it, right?
You declare total defense and then opening doors and move action. So, yes, you are opening the door defensively because you're in the total defense. You just got to know how to fucking do it.
Well, I already used my move action, so I'm pretty sure I would have had to use my standard action.
Oh, yep. That's good stuff, though.
Well, you can, as part of your standard action, you can do it defensively.
No, not...
Partial defensively.
That's actually only fighting defensively.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But yeah, that'll be it.
But I mean,
you can open them offensively.
He takes crane stance as a swift action, which makes him defensive anyway.
What was the did you open him on this turn? You did, right?
I'm holding it open so that other people can run past me if need be.
Okay. I just want to clarify. Get it on the record.
Yeah, take a shot.
You know.
Crane style doesn't enter you into defensive state defensively?
It does not. If I am fighting defensively, it reduces the the two attack
penalty.
Oh, okay. And increases the defense.
Gotcha. I thought it did both.
Yeah, not quite.
That kind of feels good. You should try that.
Yeah, it sounds awesome in the recording, too.
Yeah.
Meta, it's your turn.
Meta flips these two off, shows the symbol of Apsu, and a bright light bursts forth from her.
What?
She's flashing them.
That's what I thought I heard.
So they get will saves versus positive energy damage.
Will.
One of those degenerates looks at the other one and goes, look, boobies.
It failed.
I like boobies.
Will failed.
Yeah, I got a 4. It failed.
I also fail when boobies are involved.
Yeah, I bet you do. You said a will save. What the fuck are you doing?
I am channeling positive energy.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
to harm undead.
Okay. There. That's the wrong fucking die.
Need a D20. No, it's a D6.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
That's exactly what I accidentally rolled. How'd you know? Well, there's a fail.
I had a 1 in 6 chance, so.
It also sounded like a 6.
I don't think fumble cards come into play on that, but...
Nope.
Yeah, that was fucking fabulous. Let's go with righty. What do you got, mister? Oh.
I'm assuming not...
Righty has a 22.
Righty takes 2 positive energy damage.
Seriously?
Lefty takes 5.
Okay. That sounds all right.
And then Meta floats up another 30 feet. Oh, look! The ceiling! I can now move forward.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. That would make it Jarwin's turn.
I'm going to double move up. Jarwin's going to double move up the stairs.
Oh, shit.
As soon as we fix the map.
Damn it, Pete.
So how's Lefty looking after that channel?
Well, Lefty's always been a little bit bigger than Righty, but...
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
As long as the sensitivity is the same.
No, Lefty's a little bit deflated at this point, yeah.
That'll be Jarwin's turn.
You want to do like a health check or something? Yeah.
If you'll let me, sure.
No, you got to wait for your fucking turn, man.
I'm not going to use an action to do it.
Just like everybody else. So, Jarwin has climbed the stairs and is just behind Nath at this point.
Waiting for Nath to start hitting it with that purple basket.
Get away from my meta! Flap, flap, flap.
Going total Karen.
the basket of bludgeoning.
Karen style.
Where's your manager?
I want to talk to your manager.
Well, shit. If I'm not mistaken, that takes us to the top of round 4.
Yes.
And it would be my turn. So let's take a look at what's going on here.
Hey, fuckers.
We have a floating meta.
I'm 60 feet up now.
Oh, you're 60 feet up?
Yes, yep. Went to the ceiling.
Okay. 40 above them.
Yes.
35?
40.
Either way, it's the second range increment.
Bring it, bitches.
We have a Gripply on the wall over there. Not a wallflower, but a wall gripply.
And he's got lefty netted.
A wall frog, if you will.
Right. We have an open door over to the left, and we have potentially two targets there. A Nath and a Jarwin at this point.
They're just spectators.
Sure. I think Lefty is going to go after Nath with a javelin. And
get a dex penalty.
And a negative to your attack.
Oh, yeah. Lefty is in a net.
Yes.
Okay. So Lefty has a different plan. This is going to be awesome. Watch this.
I really hope it's what I think it is.
Lefty steps off of the bridge and down the 25 feet. 25. Or wait, was it 20?
20. It's 20.
It's how the same falling damage.
It is the same falling damage.
How long is the rope on your net there, 15. Kurt?
So suck on that.
I'm going to warn you, too. Falling damage bypasses all DR.
Yep. Okay. Kurt. Wait, that's the way it's written,
well,
bro.
To be fair.
Does he get some, like, strength check or something?
You may not hit the ground if he holds onto the rope hard enough.
I might let go.
That's what I was getting at.
Because my intention was to pull his ass off that ledge.
Good job. You succeeded.
Yeah, that was easy.
All of a sudden, some of us just turn around and run back, just like,
Good to hear that they have a flying speed.
So Lefty steps off, hits the ground, takes 13 points of damage.
He took 13 on 2d6?
4d6.
It's 20 feet.
It's 1d6 per 10 feet.
I don't care what you say.
No, that's...
If I fucked up to begin with, that's my fault.
Bludgeoning.
On the height of the bridge. This says they take 4d6 fall damage.
Oh, that bridge was considerably taller than we thought.
Yeah, so you see why I keep fighting for that extra 5 feet?
Yeah.
It was actually much taller than that.
I'm glad I gave up on climbing the pillar. Jesus.
Yeah. I would have given it to you. Yeah, that's kind of GM I am, you know. But, yeah, that's my bad. So, yeah, 4d6 down. Owie. But he's still standing.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Well, not literally.
Well.
Ish.
Prone.
He's probably in a crouch. Just going to say.
More prone.
Yeah. The superhero, knee on the floor, you know, because he's badass. And so that would be his turn.
What everybody wants to know is, did he pull Ronan down with him?
Oh, no. Ronan let go of the rope.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
Did you, though?
He can as an immediate action.
Okay. Then make it. We will say it is so. So that would be his turn. I think Righty is going to... God damn it, how many javelins these fuckers got? That's what I really want to know, and I haven't found it yet.
Maybe it's a returning javelin.
As many as you want.
No.
Yeah, I agree with returning.
I don't think it's returning. It's not that fabulous.
Mostly because I'm pretty sure
he's out of javelins.
In a minute.
Yeah, I mean, we're in round four. He's got one left. We're in round four. He's got one left.
Hit me.
Got to make it count.
Come on, bitch.
Going for the frog.
Pussy.
23.
Oh, yeah, it hits.
Sweet.
These things are tougher than the Red Mountain Devil.
No, fuck.
Hidden.
They hit harder.
What we have here would be like 6 points of damage. Shitty roll. That will conclude my turn. That would make it Ronan's turn, I think. Mm-hmm. Is that what that says?
It's Ronan's
turn. Okay. Let's make it Ronan.
Ronan is going to climb. Let me see. Hold on.
As I recall it, you were about the same level as them.
He was 30 feet up originally.
Yeah, like I said, 25, 30, somewhere right in there.
Yep.
5, 60,
something like that.
50, whatever.
Ronan is going to cast Cure Light Wounds.
On the undead serpent thing?
No, on myself. Because I had. And I'm going to move back into the alcove.
Into the alcove. So that would give you concealment?
Yes.
Gotcha. Anything else?
Cover.
That's You're it. Right. Cover is the proper term. Thank you. So that would make it Tam's turn.
Not knowing that one of them is now on the ground, Tam continues up the stairs.
Yeah, buddy.
She gets out onto the bridge, thinks, they must have killed one, and sees the other one there, but that's a full double move. She's still about 15 feet from it, and just waits for Nath to go up and punch its skull in.
Next would be Artie.
All right. Well, again, Artemis sees Tam breeze blind on the stairs, and he's like, "Oh, I'm coming."
I'm not cleaning it up.
He's still got his pants on. He'll have to deal with it himself.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Right there.
He's face to face.
And he's going to move up right behind that thing because it's facing out looking at Ronan.
But that was a double move, was it not?
It was a double move, but I'm ready for next time.
Right.
And just to be that guy, if this thing has a natural attack, Artemis would provoke.
And I'm fine with that. Bring it.
I think bite qualifies, does it not?
Sometimes.
It does.
Do you have acrobatics?
I do.
Did you do that up there?
I will do that.
Okay.
Do you have enough movement? Because it costs double for that square.
Unless he takes a penalty. Wait,
yeah. How does it take what?
Acrobatics, you're supposed to move at half speed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We just don't do it in our normal games because it's house rule. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, here we go.
So, yeah, make it happen.
That's a 27 acrobatics.
Okay, and for me to oppose that...
CMD.
Would be CM to the D, which would be a 20. So I think you win.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whoosh.
Okay.
Right underneath you.
So I could attack, but I wouldn't have hit.
No, you don't. He does not provoke.
I do not get to attack.
Yeah.
Okay. Copy that. So anything else? You want to yell,
"Hey, motherfucker!"
or something like that?
I'll go boom.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would be Artie. What about Nath?
Nath is
get him.
Gonna run back down the stairs.
No. Let's be brave about it. Just get over him and jump.
It's only 46.
I mean, he could make the acrobatics to reduce it.
I got something for the guy downstairs.
Like 10 feet. Oh, I think I got this.
So what's your total move there? That's a single move, right?
That is a single move. 20 okay. feet.
Copy that. You got the snake stance going, if I recall.
Crane. I had crane stance going.
Okay.
I am going to go ahead and just do a full flurry.
No, you're not. You move 15 feet.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So
hey, look.
Nash you would like to.
15 feet.
No, but I would really like to.
It's the standard 15-foot step as a free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what comes with unarmored movement, right?
Only with haste and some other shit.
But single attack for 22 to hit.
It's going to hit. What you got?
That is 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
Six, you say? Curse you. All right, that's a pretty good turn.
Then I will take snake stance as a swift action.
What? You can do that shit?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no. We've been doing this how long, and I don't know that? That's fine.
I understand.
I think it's Meta's turn because Meta is going, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
All right. So Meta goes, oh, good, you guys are here. I'll get that one. And dismisses Levitate.
Oh, shit.
And as immediate action, cast Featherfall. And as she floats down, she gets to 30 feet off the ground, essentially level with the bridge. And she will channel again to harm undead.
Okay. And again, that was
will save.
Will save from both of your undead.
Lefty fails. Righty makes it.
All right, so Lefty failed.
Lefty is done.
She takes 4.
Lefty is done.
Okay, good, because that would have provoked from her. And then Righty passed, so he takes 2.
Okay.
I got this one!
Tim just watches her do that. Just
what the fuck?
I'm amazed.
It's still not as strange as the skin thing, but it's weird.
That's it for Meta.
Okay. Jarwin, what do you want to do?
Jarwin is going to move up.
You can't go vertical unless you're going to...
He's going to move up toward... He's going to walk forward towards the monster.
Oh, okay.
Then he's going to use a bardic masterpiece, Life Budding in Salted Earth. He's going to spend additional...
All right, listeners, so here's the deal. We had some technical difficulties and lost part of the fight. So it boiled down to this. There was some fast healing and performances done by Jarwin, and the other creature swung mightily and hit Nath twice, but he was able to deflect one of them, and then a tag team of Tam and Artemis were able to move in and swipe it down with a couple... just a couple really big hits with sneak attack damage, and that is where we are going to leave off for the episode. Would anybody else like to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See ya.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thanks for listening.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.